Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 693 and is sponsored by Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Storyworth, and Oink Pigments. This week's segments include On the Needles,
Events,
In Stitches,
Mother Knows Best,
When Knitting Attacks, Knit More, No More,
and so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. My name is Jasmine. My pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Gigi. My pronouns are she, her, and hers.
Today is Sunday, November 20th, and we are recording on the unceded lands of the Tamien Ohlone Tribal Ethnohistoric Territory and the unceded ancestral lands of the Muwekma Ohlone Tribe of the San Francisco Bay Area. How's it going this week, Mom?
Much better. I think all of my various meds are falling into place, and I'm doing better.
That's so good to hear.
Yes.
My kids are on Thanksgiving break, is what the school calls it.
Already?
Yeah. Started Friday afternoon.
Huh.
And I am so delighted.
Yeah.
I really like, and this sounds like, oh yeah, she likes that her kids are home. It's not mom bragging. I don't get to see a lot of them. Even though I'm a stay-at-home mom and all those things, and I volunteer at the school, I really like to just soak in all that vacation time. Because then I get to do fun stuff with them. I don't have to be like, and then we have to do this, and then we have to stay on routine. Like, we're a little loosey-goosey with routine during breaks. So I'm excited about that.
I always liked having you guys home for vacation.
Well, I can't blame you. We're terrific.
You are.
And we've only gotten better and more modest with age.
Excessive modesty is not a virtue.
Exactly. Should we get into the knitting?
Okay.
Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What have you got on the needles this week?
I'm working on two pairs of socks for Andrew. One is at your house, one is at mine. And that's a good thing because I'm actually working on them.
Good.
Yes.
You know what's funny?
What's funny?
So for new listeners, you may not know this, but in exchange for doing stuff at mom's house, she is giving him pairs of hand-knit socks because I don't knit him socks anymore because they're boring and I don't feel like knitting socks right now. Just where I am. Mom, however, always in the mood for socks.
Socks is my bare minimum.
Yeah.
And if I'm not even knitting socks,
it's a bad sign.
I'm not doing well.
For sure. So here's the Freudian slip that happened last night when we were we at dinner? No, he came back over and he goes, yeah, I was at your mom's house, you know, working on socks. I mean, setting up her thing. And all I could think is, I know what you're thinking right now. Did you give him a pair of socks for yesterday?
Not yet.
Okay, you need to give them to him. You got to pay
I'll
up, lady.
I'll bring them over today.
Okay. Did he only do one thing or did he do more
than
one thing?
No, he did two things. He's getting two pairs of socks.
Hot diggity dog.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, speaking of things that are excellent and that you do for autopilot knitting every once in a while, I am very, very close to the crown decreases on the Musselboro hat that I'm knitting in the Always Be Kind Yarns Inclusive
fun.
Pride Shirt. Isn't that gorgeous?
Yes.
I'm kind, like, I know that the goal is to use the entire ball of yarn for this, but I'm kind of hoping I have enough for a pom-pom. Oh, you know what I do have? I have a coordinating skein for heels and toes that I can do a pom-pom out of, if I so decide.
Well, one of the things with a Musselboro hat is you can turn it inside out, but if the stripes are the same, it's kind of pointless, so knock yourself out with a pom-pom.
So here's what I was thinking.
What?
One of the people who was on Home and School Club with me last year went to France because he has family in France. He's French. And he came back and he's like, Jasmine, I have to show you the most brilliant thing. And he bought a hat while he was there, like a ski hat. And it had a snap for the pom-pom on the hat. But it wasn't just a snap because I've seen those everywhere. It was a magnetic snap.
Oh, lovely.
And so smart. So I ordered some, and I've got them in my doohickey drawers. And my thought is, before I close the other side, I can attach I can't remember if it's the male end or the female end that gets attached to this side, but put that here before mm-hmm. I close it off. And then mm-hmm. I can pull it to the inside if I don't want a pom-pom and I don't want the little snap to show.
Mm-hmm.
And flip it the other way if I do want to put that on. And that way you can wash the hat separately from the pom-pom.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't get lost as easily. Like sometimes snaps don't have the oomph they need to stay together all the time. Sometimes they're kind of wimpy depending on what you get. And the brilliant part of a magnet is just that it holds it there a little extra tight.
Yes.
So I'm really stoked about that. Good so that's plan. My thought. I should find my little mini skein that came with this. And here I was thinking I wasn't going to use it because I didn't do socks.
Ha! Huh.
Yeah, because she sent it for heels and toes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really stoked. I love this colorway.
So one of the socks I'm making for Andrew, I turned the heel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on the foot. And I was worried about running out of yarn.
Mm-hmm.
I showed you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And we said you can just do contrast toes. They're going to be in his shoes.
Yes.
He's not like me. He doesn't run around in bare feet or sock feet all day. Except when I know I have to be somewhere. So that's excellent. I am about 10 inches into the body of my pumpkin patch sweater. So remember, the yoke is done, both sleeves are done, and now I'm just zooming down the body. Once I hit 16 inches, I can do my last 2 inches of ribbing. Bada bing, bada boom, second fall sweater,
mm-hmm.
which I love. And it's all from like well-aged yarn out of my stash, which is, you know, not to brag or anything, but very virtuous of me. It just feels good to stash dive and be like, I have everything I need for this sweater right here, right now.
Yeah. I looked at my fabric stash.
Which is excellent. I've dug through your fabric stash.
Which is excellent. And I really like all the fabrics. So I decided, instead of going to the fabric store,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go shopping. In
your stuff.
In my stuff. Because I like, and every time I like at the fab, look at the fabrics, I say, oh, I really like this. This is so pretty.
Use it.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what you have to do.
What?
You have to use the fabric I got for you at Mood. Because if you don't use it, and then I go to Mood again in New York, you're not going to get anything.
Yeah.
So you got to use it to get the next present.
Right.
And it's so beautiful.
It is so elegant.
And it's so you.
It is so me.
So I'm very excited about that.
Black with silver pinstripes.
Linen.
Linen, no less. It is so elegant.
It is. You know, I knew it as soon as I saw it, which is the annoying thing that I like to do. I'll know it when I see it.
No, it assaults you.
It does. I like to shop with my heart. All right. So the last, you have something else.
Yes. I'm feeling so much better. Mm-hmm. I decided I'm going to start a
cardigan. Yeah.
And the thing about the cardigan is it has a box plate center back.
Which I'm totally stealing to put into a cardigan I've got because I have, it's a fade cardigan.
Mm-hmm.
But I have 10 colors instead of like 4 or 5 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And I don't. Okay, so the math, to get the stripes to appear the way I wanted them to,
mm-hmm.
I needed to have about 10 rows of the solid color before I started fading into the next color.
Right.
Which means it will go past my bottom, which my bust is one size. Okay, so I was looking at sewing pattern
mm-hmm.
Dimensions because I'm sewing myself a dress at some point. But I took the measurements so I knew what I was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And my bust is a size 16. And the rest of me is a size 20. So that's just to give people, like, sizes don't mean anything. It just means that my
You're
bottom.
You're pear-shaped now?
I'm currently pear-shaped. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? It is the inheritance that I have inherited. It's fine. I'm not, this is my body. This is just how it is. But I'm trying to explain that so that when people are listening, they can kind of visualize it.
Okay.
So if you have a straight up and down cardigan that fits you at the bust, and you've got 2 sizes bigger on the butt, and it's going past your butt,
mm-hmm.
it needs to have space to accommodate that. And I've been kind of like brainstorming about how I wanted to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the box pleat on the pattern that you were looking at. And I was mm-hmm. like, that's it. I do a box pleat at the center back. Mm-hmm. I start it at just above the waist,
mm-hmm.
like under, just under the bust. So if I start the box pleat where you separate for the armholes,
Yeah.
Then I can just box pleat it out until it's big enough.
Yes.
To cover my inheritance.
Excellent.
Or as I like to call it, an insurance policy for my inheritance. Because it covers your inheritance. Okay. You know what? That was too abstract.
Yes. So, at your convenience, please order the pattern.
I just realized that I hadn't done that for you yet.
Well.
Get on it, Jasmine.
I have. Gosh. Well. I've been working on the socks.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the socks I'm working on the heel flap.
Excellent.
So, yes.
Cool. Yes. Do you have anything else?
That's it. That's plenty for me.
I have one last thing.
Okay.
My super political embroidered art project, which was our episode photo, I think, for last week. I need to clarify. I didn't embroider the Phoenix patch. I purchased that. And the netting that it came... Actually, I didn't purchase it. My friend who I'm doing it for bought the one that they wanted and had it shipped to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, I totally failed and did not buy it when I saw it at Mood. Exactly. Like, I hate when I do that. And it doesn't happen very often because I usually think ahead, right? So they had it shipped to me and I basted it first with ugly red thread, and Genevieve was horrified because she didn't realize what was happening. She thought I was sewing it all ugly and loosey-goosey with red thread, and she got really like stressed out and upset about it. And I was like, what's the problem? She goes, that is so ugly. And I was like, the patch? Because I was looking.
Yes.
It's like, what's the problem? You're going to use stitches like that and ugly red thread to do that on the jacket for so-and-so? And I was like, no, it's just holding it down so I can sew it. I'm going to do like 20,000 little tiny stitches to hold the patch on. This is just so I don't have sewing pins in it. And she goes, oh, thank goodness. And you're going to pull it out, right? The red stitches? And I was like, yes, absolutely.
But good for her.
Yes.
She's discerning.
She is absolutely discerning. Oh, can I share some shade?
Share.
Some tween shade. So, and I hope this is okay with our friend Nathania. Their kiddo is friends with my kids. And when Nathania's kiddo was going to science camp, lo, those many years ago, Nathania knit them a hat in one day, the day before they went to science camp. Which Genevieve has never let me forget. Auntie Nathania can knit a hat in one day, she says to me when she's little. And remember, if you are a listener who's been here for just 3 episodes maybe or more, you know how unloved my children are and how I never knit for them and I never knit anything special for them and I never, you know, finish anything for them, right? Tiny violins, sob stories, right? So, because I have a few weeks before science camp, and I just paid for science camp, which is why I was thinking about it, and filled out all the paperwork.
Why isn't Genevieve filling it out?
Because it was on the computer.
Oh, okay.
And some of it was information she doesn't have.
Okay.
And I didn't want her messing around on my computer.
Yes.
I'm very territorial. She has her own device. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
So because I was thinking about it, I asked Genevieve if she wanted a hat for science camp. And she said yes. And she wants one with cables. And I said, okay, what color do you want? No hesitation. Slime scene investigation.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, I'll ask.
That is excellent. With a hat that color, you can always pick her out.
Correct. Mm. Which is funny because if you ask her what her favorite color is, it's black.
Yes.
But the green and black together is a new development, which I really like. It's hot. So I ordered the yarn from Team Oink, and they're sending it because, you know, I got to pick which weight I wanted it in. And from what they had, I was like, I just want something you've already got dyed up so I can not knit this the day before.
Yes.
And of course, like, because we have a group chat.
Mm-hmm.
I have several group chats, which is really fun, actually, that really started being a thing for me during the pandemic.
Yeah.
But I like it because I can be like, hey, friends, this group of friends. Hey, friends, this group of friends. And it's just, it's nice. Yes. I don't know why I like them so much, but I do.
Because you're very social.
I am.
And if you can't see them face to face, at least you can talk to them.
The thing I really like about the text group chats especially is that you can drop something in and people can answer when it's convenient for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an imposition. It's not anything like that.
You're not disturbing them.
Yes, because sometimes I have a lot of ideas real fast. And they can catch up
usually after your coffee has hit.
For sure.
Yes.
So they laughed along with all the shade that I got from Genevieve, because they know my kids.
They've met her.
Genevieve has set up their booth like twice, two or three times now.
Yeah.
They know her very well. And I think she was handling them as well. She was their handler as well. Like, she made sure they were eating and stuff at the last stitches.
Good for her.
If I recall correctly. They'll let me know if I'm wrong. Or Genevieve will. She's real good at that. Yep. So, and I appreciate it. I appreciate it being told when I'm incorrect most of the time. So anyway, so that is on its way to me. I have two hat patterns for her to pick from because I gave her a general idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like either cables or cables and baubles. And I've got two patterns that I'm going to let her pick from. And then if she doesn't like those, I'll just let her at the shelf of books. Be like, fine, pick something. Best of luck.
Yeah. What do you think about a lane splitter skirt for her in black and slime crime scene? Slime scene green?
Slime scene investigation green.
Slime scene in.
I think she might like it. You should talk to her. If there's leftovers, you could do a swatch to show her what it would look like.
Okay.
And if she wants to, I happen to know an Oink Pigments that is always happy to send us yarn.
Okay.
As odd as our requests might be.
Okay.
So that's that.
Excellent.
That's what I've been working on. So back to the jacket, which this has been quite the detour.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Persian people. So you know how sometimes in your life you regret not diving better or not doing better in one particular subject? Right?
Story of my life.
But like, you're like, oh, today this would be very useful for this mm-hmm. very specific task. Are you ready?
Okay.
The very specific task I want is the mathematics to figure out how many tiny little stitches I'm putting into this Phoenix patch. Because I can calculate the circumference of a circle, but it's not just a circle. It's got little floofy, feathery things as well. And I know that there's a way to calculate each little stitch. Because every single part that is exposed to the netting, mm-hmm. I'm sewing down as well as the center parts of the patches, because it was kind of bubbling up in an mm-hmm. unattractive way.
Mm-hmm.
And that must not be.
No.
Must not be.
Oh, would you like my solution for that?
I sewed down the center with a matching thread. No, tell me yours.
So.
Wait, hot glue.
Rude! So, can you figure out how many stitches per inch or per centimeter you have?
Yeah.
Okay. Then the next thing you do is you take a tape measure and run it around the outlines that you've sewn.
Mm-hmm.
And then multiply it.
No. You're making this way more complicated. There is a mathematical formula, I'm certain, that we will account for all the little feathery bits and other foufoura. I'm also making it more complicated. There's even more stitches than I had originally intended because now I'm tacking down the big parts.
Yes.
So they're not bubbly. And it looks so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I do things and I'm like, all right, let's see if there is a perceivable difference. Because if you can't see it, a perceptible difference? Perceptible difference. And if I can't see it, then I'm not going to waste my time. However, the difference between not tacking them down and mm-hmm. tacking them down is night and day.
Yeah.
So therefore, the question answers itself. So that I'm working on that and I'm really enjoying it. Both kids have helped do the stitching on that, and not in the sense where I hand it to them and walk out.
Mm-hmm.
They sit next to me, and with Genevieve, I show her where it needs to go in and come mm-hmm. out, and she can mm-hmm. manage the needle by herself. And with Rex, he can pull it out from, because I poke it through from the underside.
Uh-huh.
And he takes the needle and pulls it up. And then I take his hand and I do the initial poke
mm-hmm.
into the fabric. And then he does the rest.
Oh, good.
So both kids have put.
So they're success experiences.
Oh, definitely. And I think Rex only wanted to work on it because I refer to it as my project that I stab. My stabbing project.
Yeah, that feels like him.
Yeah. But you know what? He enjoyed it. He had a really good time. And it makes it all the more special for the person who's getting it because
yes,
they are definitely part of the family.
I haven't worked on it.
Well,
you should let me do a couple of stitches
too. I will. I'll actually show you the other thing that I came up with the other mm-hmm. day, because I was watching one of the Gawker-ish documentaries that's about people who have lived through terrible things that I'd like to watch, not with my children.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a design on this like very fashion, very couture jacket that I was like, I'm going to add that element to this.
Oh, lovely.
And then, are you ready for the next side note?
Yes.
I talked to one of my girlfriends, Nicole Frost, this week. I had a lovely FaceTime chat with her, and I haven't... My problem is I need to FaceTime with my friends more.
Yes.
Because I really love it, and I don't do it enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel lonely and snaily. And yeah, then I talk to my friends on FaceTime. I'm like, oh, yeah, I feel so much better now.
I just snail.
I can't make a snail noise. Sorry. Wait.
Meow. That's a cat.
That's SpongeBob's pet snail meows.
Oh, my inner snail
is quiet.
Slurps.
Oh, so gross. So gross. But then I realized when I was done talking to her on the phone that in my subconscious, I am totally copying a jacket she had made for her. Now, obviously not exactly the same, but she had the most incredible jacket that she had commissioned by an artist. Like, mm-hmm. she didn't do the work on it. She paid someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this jacket and I died right there on the spot.
From joy.
Yeah. I looked, every single part was interesting, and it was Nicole down to the toes. And I thought, oh my gosh, what I wouldn't do for one of those. And I'm like, oh yeah, I have a jean jacket that I could embellish. But I am doing it already. But in like a mid-90s punk way, kind of. I may have also ordered one more thing to add to it. But I'm going to run it past my client before I do it. Oh, and thank you, listeners, who 3 minutes after the episode dropped last week sent me your recommendations on where to buy good embroidery silk.
Oh, good. Where?
123stitching.com. I think I'll send you the link to put in the show notes, because I'd never heard of it. And it didn't show up in any of my Google searches. Fail. But I was so glad to have it. And it was very funny, because all of a sudden my phone started blowing up. Like, all of a sudden.
Huh.
So people were ready and with a name and a place and a recommendation for a brand.
How excellent.
So thanks, listeners.
So I have a question for you. Since you never do anything for your children, how's the Godzilla sweater coming along?
I was actually going to work on it this week, because that way I can ask himself, my client, about where he wants the beads placed, because that is the continual thing that keeps changing. So what I could theoretically do is knit the spikes on and then take clear beading thread or whatever and sew them on, but I hate working with clear thread. It is the worst. So, or I can have him sit down with me and point to where he wants them on the thing, and I can make a chart.
Could you do the bead on the beads on the bind off row?
Oh. I'll do some spike swatches. That is such, I'm writing that. I'm sorry, listeners. I need to write that down. That's such a good, that is the best idea I've heard yet. Beads on spike bind off.
And that's why I'm the talent on this show.
I just appreciate it, because I had never considered that. So
much easier, and you love working with beads.
I don't know if I love working with beads. I love the effect.
Yes.
I love the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the finished project.
Yes.
When I'm actually working with beads, it's like, oh, thank goodness this row has no beads. So anyway, that's it for what I'm working on this week. Shall we move on?
Yes.
All right. But first, a word from our sponsors. Are you feeling disgruntled about your stash? Are you browsing Insta ham looking for knitting inspiration? Is color kind of a pig deal in your life? Oink Pigments offers over 140 picture-perfect colorways to make you squeal with delight. For a limited time only, bring home the bacon with code KNITMORE and get 15% off in-stock yarns and fibers at oinkpigments.com. Shop soon, because these pigs will fly. You can find links to Oink Pigments, along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode, in the show notes. Mother dearest.
Love you.
What events, what have we got coming up?
The Grinch Along.
The Grinch Along?
Yes, and it starts December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And the Grinch Along means you're done with all your...
holiday crafting. Anything you're making for the holidays, for this holiday season, has to be finished by midnight November 30th.
I think if you're making snowflakes or baking cookies.
No, no, no. That's not what I'm talking. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Every time someone's asking for a loophole,
mm-hmm.
they know. Yes. It's like when you ask your parents a question and you already know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
If you already know the answer, you don't need to ask the question, which is normally not my perspective. However,
I think what I've heard is that lawyers only ask questions if they know the answers.
That's a great one.
Yes.
So obviously one exception would be if you're starting stuff for next year. Absolutely. You've got the whole year to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Something I've really enjoyed this year is working on something seasonal during the season.
Yes.
So the two fall sweaters I worked on mm-hmm. over the last, and I'm almost done with my pumpkin sweater.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't stressing out to finish them. I was like, yeah, if I finish them before the season's over, cool. If I don't, whatever. But I'm enjoying working on them because I want something festive. And I mentioned that as soon as I'm done with these, I'm unearthing the one Christmas sweater I've already started and the other one that I've already swatched for. Oh, yeah, there's one in the sweater cabinet.
Which ones?
There's one with gnomes that I am doing in, like, 60s Christmas colors, like an eggshell blue and, well, I'll show you. It's mostly that Elsa blue, though, like a paler Elsa blue.
For you or for the Genevieve?
For me. Remember, I don't ever make things for my children. Yeah. They're very unloved. Very unloved. So, and then I have one that has flamingos on it that I saw on someone else's Instagram feed. And I'll link to it in the show notes.
That feels like a Florida Christmas.
It's still like a full-on sweater, though. If it was a Florida Christmas, it would be like one of those tank tops with flamingos around the neckline, and that would be it.
Okay.
In rhinestones. Someone needs to write this pattern and credit me for the idea.
I like flamingos.
And rhinestones. You could even do them in Swarovski crystals if that's your jam. But anyway, so I messaged this person. I was like, what pattern is this? Could I pick your brain? And she was like, oh, it's this pattern, and I added this chart to it.
Ha!
And so I bought the pattern, mm-hmm. and she emailed me the chart. So mm-hmm. it's been bookmarked, like flagged in my email so I don't lose it since she sent it to me.
Lovely.
So it needs to be actualized. I ordered the yarn from Seismic Yarns. I've already swatched it. I've got everything ready to go mm-hmm. in a nice Christmas-themed bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really going to enjoy working on those this year. And that is something I really like. And I like the idea of not having to finish it for this year. I like the idea of just enjoying what I'm working on and also feeling cozy and whatever while I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. That's where I'm going with that. Is there anything else you want to add to the Grinch Along?
No, I'm good. I've got one of those old Grinch Along bags.
Mm-hmm. Which one? One of them?
Red with Grinches on them.
Okay, I remember.
That we sewed a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and I've got socks in there.
Perfect.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Yes.
All right, shall we move on to the next segment?
Let's move on.
Mother dearest.
Love you.
What has had you in stitches this week?
Lots of stuff. So I've started wearing wool socks regularly,
mm-hmm.
and that is so good because I put on my wool socks, and it feels like getting a hug on
my
feet.
Perfect.
Yes.
A hug for your feet. Excellent. Anything else?
Yes, and I go to class twice a week, mm-hmm. and sometimes I attend a workshop midweek, so I can show off stuff I made two or three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all out. So I wore the Lady Eleanor shawl.
Lovely.
And what I did extra with that is I put beads on the fringe,
mm-hmm.
which gives it an extra bit of
flair. Yeah, I get it.
And I knitted a gray and stripy red shawl.
The beast. The Hohe Locatelli one?
No, it's not a Hohe Locatelli. We saw the pattern when years ago we went to a show downtown Boston. Not downtown Boston. Downtown San Jose.
Okay. It'll come to us.
Yes.
All right.
And I've been wearing my Knitmore cowl, sometimes like a cowl, and sometimes like Dobby's.
Like a schmata?
Like, yeah, the schmata is a dress.
No. Don't you put a schmata on your head?
No.
It just means rag, right?
Kind of.
I assumed it was like a bandana thing you wear over your hair.
No.
Okay.
And do you remember the gray lace cowl I knitted that was quite lovely?
Oh, ages ago, yeah.
So I wore that too.
Lovely.
And I showed it all off in class.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guy, fellow students, mm-hmm. was admiring whatever I was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, also my socks. And I showed off my panda silk socks,
mm-hmm.
which I enjoy tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
Panda silk is silk and bamboo thing.
I believe so.
So, yes. So good. So comfortable.
Was it woolen silk? Or no, you're right. Maybe it was woolen bamboo. I don't remember. Whatever. Panda silk. You can look it up. This week, I have worn my Juno Regina shawl, my Descent cardigan, and my Mariah hoodie, because I pulled that on this morning. This is the cashmere hoodie I made, and I installed a zipper in very poorly when I made it initially, and then I did a way better zipper install, and now it's stunning. And last night, I went to see the San Jose State production of Into the Woods at the Hammer Theater, which is a fantastic venue. There isn't a bad seat in the house. And I haven't been cold in a very long time. And I'm sitting there at the play wearing my mask. I'll just bring like a little something and a jacket just in case it gets a little chilly because downtown gets windy at night.
Mm-hmm.
And by intermission, I felt like an icicle. I had to put my knitting away because I was so cold that my hands just were not happy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I took my Juno Regina, and initially I had it around my neck, and I zipped up my jacket because mm-hmm. I took my leather jacket
mm-hmm.
and stuffed my hands into the pockets. And then I needed more, so I unzipped and then wrapped the Juno Regina around my head, kind of like, think like a Grace Kelly scarf.
Okay.
And then I did the Grace Kelly woof woof over the shoulders and tucked it into my jacket so that my neck and my head were covered and my ears were covered. And that was better, but I was still about to get frostbite inside a building in California. So I was very cold, and I thought to myself, oh wow, I should have brought something more heavy duty.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking the girls to go see something today, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And I will insist that they take something schlankety. So.
Good.
Or I might just take two schlankets for them.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, here you go. And pull it out of my Mary Poppins bag.
Yes. Good plan.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a word from our sponsors. Carry your creativity with Erin Lane bags. Whether you show your fiber fandom with the Woolly Winder Sheepleverse or dive into history with the Curiosities Collection, our project bags, totes, and hook and needle organizers are at the ready to keep your hobby happy. You can find links to Erin Lane, along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode, in the show notes. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What are we talking about in Mother Knows Best this week?
We're talking about how little things can have a big impact.
Can you think of a time where something really small for you has made a really big difference?
Let me think about it.
Okay. For me, it is, I'm going to be very honest, coffee is my love language. If it's having coffee together, if it's someone bringing me coffee, if it's sitting together having coffee and talking about why the other person is so amazing. But one of the things that we do at our school, we have something called a kindness cart. And it was a way of acknowledging the teachers and doing something that's a little bit special and is a real pick-me-up, because there's nothing that picks up your energy like tea, coffee, hot chocolate, and pastries. And I mean that literally and emotionally. Like, you load them up with caffeine and sugar, and everyone feels better. Very healthy. I'm obviously a doctor. So, we haven't done the kindness cart since COVID, mm-hmm. because we went remote, and then it kind of sat, and it sits in the teacher's lounge. That's where the actual physical cart sits, and it's not loaded up with stuff unless it's a kindness cart day. So, mm-hmm. The teacher appreciation team mm-hmm. and I chatted, and I was like, I know you guys work day jobs. I'm happy to do the delivery. I'll get some child labor involved, because student council usually helps. Mm-hmm. And the student council president and vice president helped deliver treats to all 80 teachers and classified staff. Everybody who's on campus who's an adult got something off the kindness cart. And you should have seen their faces. It was, and I felt really chintzy, because this is something really small. It's not a latte. It's a generic cup of coffee from Starbucks. I just got Pike's Place Roast because it's good. Mm-hmm. Or tea from a tea bag, or instant hot chocolate. And pastries from the grocery store, which aren't bad. They're good. But, you know, they're not fancy. Mm-hmm. And the amount of joy that it brought our teachers. And we started at one end of the school and worked our way to the other. And it took a couple of hours to get everybody, but everyone but one classroom had been finished by recess, which is a lot. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about this, and I was like, this is such a small thing. And then I looked at the total that we spent on this teacher appreciation thing, because mm-hmm. we have a budget. Mm-hmm. And it was the cost versus the return on investment, or the enjoyment value, I guess, mm-hmm. was so disproportionately high. Like, the cost down here, the energy on campus changed. I'm assuming because they were caffeined and sugared up, but still, you could feel it. And when people saw me coming with the cart, they were like, me? What? You're going to pour me a cup of coffee? You're going to make me, because I was like, yeah, I'll pour for you. Nothing fancier than having someone else prepare your stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And it was an extra treat. And it just seemed to make everyone feel a little bit better, because it has been a long, long 2 weeks and more for the teachers. So I was thinking about that this week, and how
conference weeks.
Yeah. And leading up to break and all this stuff, right?
Yes.
But I was thinking about how when someone does one tiny, like my friend who weaves in the ends, the end weaving fairy. Mm-hmm. In itself, weaving in ends, not a huge thing. To me, huge thing. Huge thing. And I'm sure you've got some of these too. The one thing you hate doing, even if it's not a big thing, someone else picking it up and doing it for you, the best.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes,
absolutely. And I can think of a thousand tiny piddly things that if someone else, when someone else does it, I'm like, oh, thank goodness, I hate doing that. So that's something I wanted to bring up, especially going into the holiday season. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It doesn't have to be an expensive thing.
It's a clutter-free thing, for one thing.
It can be a clutter-free thing, yeah. A note with words of affirmation mm-hmm. can pick someone up. So that's something that I need to refresh, because I did that in the bathroom. I put affirmations on the mirror, and they're like 4 years old now, or 3 years old, because we did them. I did the fresh ones right before the pandemic. So, just nice little things around the mirror that are on, like, word bubbles. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are teachers and staff who look at those every time they go in. Because when I'm in the bathroom, I notice them looking. So, anyway. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd bring that up. Because sometimes we get caught up in keeping up with the Joneses on Instagram. And everything on Instagram is, like, you have to think of it as the hits. Like, you get a Prince CD, and it's only the hits. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you don't have the stuff that wasn't as good or wasn't as popular. You just have the best of the best.
It's not the knitting attacks.
No. Well, sometimes it is. But those can also be funny and excellent. But anyway, I thought I would bring that up, because we sometimes lose sight of the point mm-hmm. in our efforts.
The details.
Yeah, in our efforts to be extra.
Yes.
Which I suffer from. Extraness, extrahood, extra-itis, extra-osis, whatever. All right. Anything else you want to add?
No.
All right. Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a word from our sponsors. This holiday season, I want you to give a gift to your loved ones that makes them feel special and unique, just like the relationship that Mom and I share. That's why I'm recommending that you give everyone you know and care about StoryWorth. StoryWorth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. It's a thoughtful and meaningful gift that connects you to those who matter most. Every week, StoryWorth emails your relative or friend a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks questions you've never thought to ask, like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life? Or, if you could see into the future, what would you find out? And you're not limited to those things. You can also ask your own questions so you can tell favorite stories or maybe let them open up with the prompts. After 1 year, StoryWorth will compile all your loved ones' stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. And really, there's nothing more special than being able to share family stories so they don't get lost because of faulty memory or things like that, or let them tell the stories themselves so that you don't mess up the stories like some of us do. Reading the weekly stories helps connect you with the loved ones no matter how near or far apart you are. I know I'm always hearing new and interesting things that my family has to share, especially with everything that's happening in the world currently. With StoryWorth, you're giving those you love most a thoughtful personal gift from the heart and preserving their memories and stories for years to come. Go to StoryWorth.com/KnitMoreGirls and save $10 on your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/KnitMoreGirls to save $10 on your first purchase. You can find links to StoryWorth along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes.
When knitting attacks.
Mom, I believe you're solo on this one.
Yeah, and I don't think I don't know how new my stuff is. I lamented last week that I broke one of my flexi flips.
Did you email Cassell?
No.
I believe that they have some sort of fantastic warranty on them. Double check though. We'll check the website. You can Google the website and see what their needle warranty is.
Excellent.
I am teaching a woman to fish.
Yes.
All right.
Anyway, I was complaining and knitting with a broken needle, mm-hmm. and that was suboptimal.
Mm-hmm.
So you handed me a
carbon fiber double point.
Yes. And that was improvement.
Mm-hmm.
But my needles were bamboo, so I brought the knitting project home
mm-hmm.
and replaced it with one of the loads of size one needles I have. And I need to return
your bamboo needle. My carbon fiber one? Because I use that one for all kinds of random things.
Yes.
Because the rest of them are, I believe, in a project. And that one is loose. And so I use it for picking up stitches mm-hmm. and holding stitches to do tubular bind-offs and whatnot.
Yeah.
So.
Also, my class, mm-hmm. the teacher is amazing. And she likes giving us hands-on things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she handed out weaving boards. And I'm having a terrible time with mine because I need to look at the diagram and that is in the textbook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a diagram. It's very obvious. And then translate that into yarn.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you think it might be easier on your Cricut? Or do you have to do it on the weaving board? You have a Cricut.
I have a Cricut, but the problem is I can read in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
I have the hardest time reversing.
Your weaving?
The weaving from going from left to right.
Well, then let's write it out the way it makes sense to you.
I need to turn stuff in.
Okay.
I've been so snaily this whole semester
mm-hmm.
that my grades aren't good.
Your grades are snaily as well?
Yes.
Well, bring it over. Or do you have classes this week? You don't have classes this week.
Class on Tuesday.
Oh, well, then bring your stuff over. And we'll see what we can get done. It takes not very long to warp a Cricut. And I think part of the issue is that your warp is too far apart and it looks very loosey-goosey to you. As opposed to when your warp and your weft are about equal-ish, unless you're looking for a different effect. But for what you're going for, I think that's going to work better. And we can set it up to be like a foot of warp or whatever, so that you can do a small thing and still turn it in and still have all the stuff you need to do.
I'm losing points because I'm handing it late.
Okay, let's get that
but
fixed.
But at least if I hand it late.
Mm-hmm. You're handing something in.
There will be some points.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That yes, good, huh?
That good.
All right. Shall we move on to the next segment?
Let's do that.
Okay. But first, a word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog because you forgot a step several rows back, or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. This segment is called Knit More, Know More, a segment about Persian culture, history, or just generally cool stuff about Persian people. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What are we talking about this week?
So one thing I want to talk about is that tadik has gone mainstream.
It happened a couple of years ago, if I recall correctly.
Well, I'm hearing about it on podcasts mm-hmm. now. Do you want to explain what tadik is?
Tadik is the crunchy bit on the bottom of the rice pot. And you do some magic with butter and oil, depending on what your family recipe is.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a beautiful, crispy, flavorful,
crunchy
crust mm-hmm. that everyone fights over at the table.
When did Andrew knew he was part of the family?
When Baba tried to steal a tadik off his plate.
He did.
Did he steal it off his plate?
I'm sure he did.
Both of them tell that story differently.
Oh, well, yes.
That would be an amazing story worth thing, having them both tell their tadik story.
Yeah.
And then have them dueling, like one after the other. Anyway.
Yes.
So.
Tadik. Excellent. Try it. And another thing I wanted to talk about, Trevor Noah, who's doing the Tonight Show.
Daily Show. But he's moving out away from it, which is sad.
Yes, but he's brilliant.
Yeah.
And he talked about an anniversary for Iranians. In 1953, we had a popularly elected prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did for the people, he nationalized the oil that was being found extracted in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
British Petroleum had come in mm-hmm. and for a pittance was extracting oil
mm-hmm.
and moving it in other places, as colonialism does.
Mm-hmm.
So Mossadegh nationalized the oil.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't British Petroleum anymore. It was Benzina Pars.
Mm-hmm. They stole the acronym. I love it.
No, they just kept the letters.
Yes.
And then there was a problem. Oh, yes. And we asked the Americans for help.
Mm-hmm.
Because the British were giving the Persians, the Iranians, a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kermit Roosevelt came in, who was doing foreign ministry stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of helping, he organized a coup.
For the low, low price of?
$10,000, according to what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And the democratically elected prime minister was put under house arrest, and the Shah of Iran, who was very much pro-Western,
mm-hmm.
was brought back.
And so when you think about these things, you have to think about it like domino tiles. Nothing happens independently of each other. It all builds on what's happened previously. Mm-hmm. So what we're looking at today is a direct result of the things that happened in the 1950s.
It keeps going on.
It's like a snowball effect now. It's not even dominoes. Yes.
And right now, there are demonstrations all over the world.
Continuing,
supporting women, life and freedom. And yes.
All right. So we will see if we can find resources for you if you'd like to continue reading. But that's it for Knit More, Know More this week. Let's move on to the next segment. Let's talk about your sewing, Mom.
Yes. So we have weekly workshops that are called the Repair Cafe. Mm-hmm. And the workshop that I last attended was sewing tool bags or project bags with laser printed fabric.
Cool.
Yeah. So that was interesting. I got to fight with the equipment and yeah, I wasn't happy. And another thing we did in class is indigo dyeing.
Cool.
And she had brought buckets of indigo dye, mm-hmm. and it was amazing to watch. And so she gave us materials and everybody got a napkin. Mm-hmm. And so people put stuff in the napkins and tied it off, and tie-dyeing in essence. Mm-hmm. So the technique was kind of tie-dyeing, but with indigo.
Very cool.
And I saw this nice, thick cotton yarn, and I thought, excellent, I will make something sashiko-y. What do they say about best intentions?
You still have the fabric?
I do.
I have sashiko thread and sashiko needles and sashiko pattern templates. Because I think you might have more success if the materials are correct. We can try it. And if it doesn't work out, nothing lost. And we have podcast material, which is always the best.
Yes.
All right.
Anyway, the needles she had weren't big enough to accommodate the thick thread. Mm-hmm. So I used thinner thread and I did an enormous amount of stitching. Mm-hmm. And then I used some clothespins in strategic points. And she wetted the napkins and then threw them in the indigo pot. Mm-hmm. And trying to have them, watching them come out, they came out poison green, mm-hmm. and then gradually changed color. It was very interesting.
As they get reoxygenated. Yes. A Verb for Keeping Warm has, I believe, an ongoing indigo pot that you can pay to have things dyed in. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very cool. And I took a indigo class with Judith McKenzie, I think, in high school, and I still remembered parts of the process that were very cool. So you learn stuff and it sticks with you. Anything else?
So after the stuff came out, people removed the threads and whatever they had tied into their indigo dye stuff, their tie-dye stuff. Mm-hmm. And mine was just very disappointing because the thread was so thin. Mm-hmm. It didn't show.
It happens.
Yeah. But it's still a pretty napkin.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it sounds like we've come to the end of our row. This week, we'd like to thank Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Storyworth, Oink Pigments, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything, we've talked about in this week's episode can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. You can send any comments, questions, or feedback to me, Jasmine, Jasmin, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, Gigi, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
You can find us on all social media as knitmoregirls, and you can find our podcast on all your favorite audio podcast platforms. If you're enjoying the podcast, please feel free to subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, leave us a positive review, and tell a friend. Remember, this is Jasmine
and Gigi telling you to knit more.